The following shiur has been presented by Rav Baruch Hirschfeld, Reish Kollel in Cleveland, Ohio, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Pesachim Daf Yud Tes. Continuing in the laws of the Kabbalah's Tumah Bizman Hazeh, how they negaya. The next topic is a kesem of dam nida, a stain of dam nida. According to Torah law, a lady is only tamei nida when dam comes out of her if she is margish, she feels it coming out of her. If she finds blood on a garment on her body by surprise, that's called the kesem, a stain. And since that is no hagosha, according to Torah law, it's not makabel tuma, it's not matamah her nida at all. The Rabbanan made a gzera that even a kesem is also matamah her a gzera otu dam nida. Because you'll make them a kesem, you'll make them dam nida. So they said even a kesem, even stain found on a garment or found on her body, is also matamah her because of a kesem. But since the kesem is only midrabanon, they will make all in a number of areas. If it's found on a colored garment, they will make all. If it's less than a share of a penny, approximately, they will make all. If it's less than a share of a penny, they'll make all. And they'll also make all if it's found on a dover she'en of a kabel tuma. So, if you find it on a kli she'en of a kabel tuma, or on a beged she'en of a kabel tuma, it could spray and fall from her on the kli she'en of a kabel tuma, or on the beged. So if those she's not makabel tumah, she's not makatama at all. So it comes out now very negay lemaisa to know which begadim are makabel tumah and which not makabel tumah, to know which kelim have tumas ksamim and which begadim have tumas ksamim, which don't have tumas ksamim. So let's first explain this halacha of a kesem she'en makabel tumah. In Nida Daf Samach Amud Beis, there's a machlokes of Nehemiah and Rabban about this. Rabban Nehemiah held the Dor Shein Makabel Tumah is not Makabel Tumah, it's Ksamim, and Lady is Tohar, and if according to Rabbanon, it's Tamei. We pass like on Nehemiah, the Rabbanon says, and therefore, if a lady finds a Kesem on Dor Shein Makabel Tumah, she is Tohar, and she's not a Nida at all. The reason is Nehemiah. Some Rishonim say, the Rajva, says that it's only a Dovin Motzwi to find Dam and Dovin Kabel Tumah, so they only made an unusual type of happening the Gzeira of Sonim. But since Dovin Shem Kabel Tumah isn't such a common occurrence, so they weren't Gzeira Tumah on that. Rabbeinu Yoyin learns a different thing. He learns that Chazal really Gzeira the Tumah on her because people should not see Tamar the Beged. So since they were Tamar the Beged, Midrabban they were Tamar her. If the Beged won't Makabal Tumah, they won't Tamar her either. And therefore, it seems not Makabal Tumah, not Makabal. And we pass like that in Yerdeya Sim Kruf Tzadik Sif Yud, that a Kesem, a stain found by surprise on Dovah She'en Makabal Tumah, is not Matamah Mishum Nida, and she remains Toher. The Teres Hashlamim says the interesting halacha based on the Tosfos. Tosfos says Masechtas Nida, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, that even something that's not makabel tumah from the dam itself, but makabel tumah from other things. For example, sesi, crossway threads on a weaving beam, are not makabel tumah until they're made into a garment, makabel tumah from dam. But they are makabel tumas negoyim. And therefore, says Tosfos, even if it's not makabel tumah from the dam, but it's makabel tumah from a nega, if it would become a nega would be on that, it's makabel tumah also beg the manuga of parashas tazriya mitzayru. Memela, passed into the shach alpi Tosfos, that any item that's makabel tumas negoyim is also makabel tumas ksamim, and the lady would be tamei if she finds dam in such a thing. And therefore, why is this story? A lady was weaving on a weaving machine, and some dam nida dropped from her, and she realized later it dropped from her onto the material, the thread on the weaving machine, and it's kapaskan tamei testifies up to his son's the Gemara, says Tomei, because it's in the Kabbalah Tumas Nagoyim. So here we have not just Kabbalah Tumas being the Gael Maitse, all the dinim of Nagoyim, not just Kalim is the Gael Maitse, even Hilchas Nagoyim are the Gael Maitse, because that's Kabbalah Tumas Nagoyim, is Kabbalah Tumas Ksumim, and later will be Tomei. The Teres Hashlomim goes even a bit further and says like this. He says that if you have a bayis, a house, which technically is mechubal karka and not mechubal tumah, because it's called mechubal karka kakarka domi, but it will have a problem with kisamim, because a house is mechubal tumas nagoyim. There's a parsha in the Torah that a bayis hamnuga is tame, and memele is called like a blood of mechubal tumah to have tumas kisamim. And if a lady will find on a wall a nega, a casting the self from her body onto the wall, she will indeed have tumas ksan rabbanon, because a wall is makabel tumah of negoyim. So the Kresia place in Shulchan Aruch Rabban stand touch something to mean that only in Eretz Yisrael, where you have tumas negoyim, the Beit Eretz Chazaschem, only in Eretz Yisrael will have that. But in Chutz La'aretz, it won't be tamei, because batim Chutz La'aretz don't have tumas negoyim. The Fizah will come interesting twist. In the old city of Yerushalayim, Ir Atika, the old city, which is not Makabal Tumas Nagoyim, because the Gemara says in Yuma that Yerushalayim lay in Sarkul Shvatim, it's not called Beis Eretz Chazaschem. And the Goyim says it has to be Beis Eretz Chazaschem. What's Nachla? And since Yerushalayim is not in Sarkul Shvatim, it won't be Makabal Tumas Nagoyim. So that comes out of Quran Torah Shlomim. But Al Kulpanim, we see from here how it's so negel maisa that even tumas negoyim and tumas kalim are negel maisa to know is in a kabel tumah. So now let's talk about a plastic shep, a water cup that you wash until it's dying with. A lady would in the bathroom have some activity and blood would drip from her and she'd find it on a plastic shep. Is a plastic shep in a kabel tumah and the kesem will be tumah or not? Pashtus will be Tohar, because the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Kelim Perik Aleph Halacha Aleph, based on Sifri and Pashtus Chukas, that only seven minim, like Etzem, Matchus, Eitz, only those minim are Mekabel Tumah. Masha Ein Kein other minim, like Klei Glolim, are not Mekabel Tumah. So since plastic is made of petroleum, the way they make plastic is they get petroleum, and they have a way with gas, with chemicals and things to solidify part of it and get the other part to away from it, and the leftover is able to solidify and make plastic out of it. So it's not one of the dying minimum of kalim, so it's plastic not mekabel tumah, and therefore will not mekabel kesem either. Now what about a baguette made of nylon? Now there's also a synthetic thing made from petroleum, but a baguette is different than a kli. Why? There's a machlekes in the Gemara whether a baguette is in laws of tzitzis and other parts of the Torah, in shatnas, etc., in tzitzis and other parts of the Torah. What does the word baguette mean? Some Tanoim say that baguette means only tzemer, pishtun, wool, and linen, and some Tanoim hold it means any min, even silk from a silkworm is called a baguette for all dim of the Torah. But the Gemara says in Shabbos that for Kabbalah's tumah, all the Tanoim hold that it says, since it says the word oi baguette in the parasha of Shrosim, that word oi counts to be marba, that by tumas shrotzim as a tumas, any baged, even not semra pishtim, will be makabel tumah. And therefore, things like silk and all sorts of these things, cancer, all makabel tumah, because oi baged is marba. So now, the Rambam Takar Paskins like this, and he says in Perek Aleph Hilchos Kelim, that any baguette, as long as the gadol biyabosha, it comes from things that are made biyabosha, those things are makabel tumah. There's a special there, sakosu from Toros Kehanim, things that are made from bria shabayam, skin of a fish, are not makabel tumah, but anything that's gadol biyabosha is indeed Mekabel Tumah. So now, if we'll take a nylon thread, which is made from gasoline, is that called Galgei Bosh or not? So there's a machlokes here between Rabbi Yosef and Rishon Zalman Orbach Zuchon Mavocha about this. Rabbi Yosef held that just like when you dig in the earth and you find water, it's called mayim. Digging and find petroleum is like mayim. So it's like gidulei mayim, not mekabel tumah. But Rishon Zalman held that the nylon is a mekabel tumah because you have to get, even by when you dig offshore and you get gasoline, petroleum out of the ground, you have to dig down to the seabed and to karka under the water, and since you have to get from the karka under the water, it's called gedul yabasa and ism kabal tuma. So nylon bagged tastus ism kabal tuma, according to Shemin Zalman Orbach, according to Yashiv, maybe not. But even according to Shemin Yashiv, if you have a thread, even one thread of wool or cotton, let's say wool in the garment or cotton in the garment, that is mekabel tumah. Because Rambam says in Hilchos Kelim, also Perek Aleph, if you make something from gedulei yam and gedulei yabosha together, even if it's one thread of gedulei yabosha, like cotton or wool, it will be mekabel tumah. So therefore, a nylon garment will be mekabel tumah because there's threads in there and rims around the underwear that those things are joined to the nylon, and therefore those things mekabel tumah. Even according to Belgashim, according to Shemuzam, it's called gedulei yabosha, and for sure it's mekabel tumah samim. There's very Nigel Meister's question about a pad. Is a pad mekabel tumah? Pashut is a pad is not mekabel tumah. Because a pad is not a baggage, and also it's a throwaway item, it's not mekabel tumah. The Meister is true to say a throwaway item is not mekabel tumah. He proves it from Mishnah and Kalim. But it's not a baggage. It's not even shaped like a baggage. It's just stuck to a baggage for a short time. And it's made of cotton. It's hemagefen before it's made into a garment, it's not mekabel tumah. And the plastic and nylon around it, if it's not a baggage, it's not mekabel tumah. So past the pad, it's not mekabel tumah. Here again we see how the laws of Kabbalah's Tumah and the Sugya and the Geir L'Halacha L'Maisa Faksonim by Anida.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shayla, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.